Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's an excuse. I should be mentally ready every time. It wasn't the best performance.
What were you doing out there that was, you know, problematic?
I wasn't doing what the coach asked me to do. I just wasn't myself. I couldn't bounce back. Usually I bounce back, but I couldn't the whole night.
The one where Nick got hit, it looked like you maybe just stopped moving your feet.
No, that was a bad read on my part. I should have kept going. I stopped my feet, and you know, Adrian's a good player, and he read it, and he just beat me, and I gave up a short edge. Yeah.
So some people probably kind of underestimate the mental part of this game. How tough is it to get yourself ready to go mentally every?
Well, you just gotta train yourself to be mentally ready every day. I mean, it's not very. I mean, you just gotta be ready. Yeah. Yeah.
I never really got to talk to you about it. There were so many storylines coming off of the Super Bowl, but you played so very well in the playoffs. How did that, you know, that must give you a lot to sort of look back to and reference when you're struggling, that, you know, you've done it at the highest level.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of took it easy. Thought it was going to be another, I don't know, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got to treat every day like we never went to Super Bowl.
Is it tough being in a position now where you're not going to start probably if Jason, you know, starts the season? Is it a different mindset for you?
No, I want Jason to play. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. I just got to get myself ready.
How do you bounce back from that?
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's more of my manners.
How does a professional bounce back?
I'm glad it happened early in the this past game. I'm glad it happened. I just got to bounce back. I'd rather happen now than later down the season.
When you watched the film, what did you see?
I was just embarrassed. I didn't really want to watch it, but I had to. I got to critique myself, you know, stop, talk to me, and we'll get better from there.
So Thursday night's going to be something?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a wake-up call. I shouldn't take every day like an easy day. I just got to be ready mentally.
Does this week's game mean more to you? Just kind of
every week means more, but I just got to show it.
You played a lot of snaps in that game too.
Yeah, I mean, if the coach wants me in, I'll play whatever.
Everybody's gone through that kind of game. Did you get a lot of conversation? Have a lot of conversation with some veterans who've experienced that?
Yeah, they just tell me to try to push through. Just, you know, don't like push through it when you get in the state of mind. Just don't overreact.
How about JP?
JP just tells me, you know, he was like, hey, man, try to sit down. You're playing too high. It's just one of those deals. Just got to keep playing. Can't overthink everything.
Did you kind of know going into the game that something wasn't right? Or did you?
No. After that first snap, I felt myself open up too fast. And I tried to correct it, but I could never correct it. Yes. Yeah. I mean, last time I played that bad was my first game, my rookie year. I'm glad it happened again. It's another wake up call. It's just, you know, I got to protect the quarterback.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.